This room in the Kennedy Library and Museum in Boston is devoted to the life and works of John F. Kennedy. Delivering a political speech here, the well-known picture in PT 109. Quotations from Profiles in Courage, an address to the Massachusetts State Legislature in 1961. There are, of course, many letters from around the world. Following the terrible day on November 22nd, 1963, a letter dated November 24th of 63 came from Winston Churchill. He said, "Dear Mrs. Kennedy, never have I been so filled with revulsion, anger, and sorrow as when I heard of your husband's death. On this great and good man were set the hopes of humanity. The grief and loss must be unspeakable for you, who have stood by him for so many years and who were at his side when he was struck down. Nothing can be of consolation to you at this time, but I would like you to know that throughout the world, and in England especially, all men who prize freedom and hope for peace share your loss and partake of your grief. I send you my heartfelt sympathy and deepest affection, Winston S. Churchill." Everything about the Kennedy Library is designed to bring back memories of the Kennedy years, from the Cape Cod beach grass planted here to its position near the water. But when you go inside, you realize that it touches much more than the image of President John F. Kennedy. It evokes memories of our own youth. The soaring structure designed by I.M. Pei houses the hundreds of tons of papers connected with the Kennedy administration. But the big draw is the museum, where people pause to look and talk about the mementos of John F. Kennedy's life. They remark on the D he got in history in high school, at the tattered flag from a PT boat in World War II, the souvenirs of campaigns hard fought and barely won. The world of the Kennedy White House is evoked in the music of Pablo Casals, which highlights the displays of the president's collection of scrimshaw and model boats, the gowns that Rose and Jacqueline Kennedy wore to the inauguration, the sports equipment of a family who insisted on vigor. Throughout, the image of Jack Kennedy is captured in pictures, his words on film or tape.
Mr. President, it's been a long time since we've had a definitive report on your health from the best possible source. How is your aching back?
Well, it depends on the weather, political and otherwise.
But the centerpiece, the heart of the building, as it was of the White House, is the recreation of the Oval Office, the famous rocking chair, and the objects on the desk arranged exactly as they were left 20 years ago yesterday, when Kennedy left for Texas. Here, we talk to Dave Powers, one of John Kennedy's closest aides, now curator of the Kennedy Library.
What's the importance of keeping a place like this and all these objects?
Well, you know, he was only president for 2 years and 10 months and 2 days, and it's the first presidential museum put together without a president. That President Truman and Eisenhower and Johnson and now President Ford, they're there to tell the curator how they want to be remembered. And our toughest task was trying to capture his spirit and his style and his grace without him.
And we reminisced with Powers about the Jack Kennedy that he remembers so well.
He was the greatest campaigner. That Jack Kennedy, he had politics in his blood. He inherited politics from his maternal and paternal grandparents. And when I think about it, at this desk, the first day I walked in, I knew that he had reached the highest office in the free world, precinct by precinct.
Almost shaking hands and campaigning every precinct. What again did you say to him when you saw him here for the first time?
I walked in, you know, after calling him Jack for 14 years, I said, "Good morning, Mr. President." He said, "Good morning, Ambassador." And I wasn't ambassador, as you know, I was just a newsboy that met a president. I remember him today and tomorrow and every tomorrow after that.
It is a marvelous place. A special thank you to Dan Fenn, director of the Kennedy Library, for giving us a special guided tour throughout. In addition to the special exhibits and film programs here, the Kennedy Library is also beginning a new project. It is dedicated to one of the Kennedy family's enduring wishes to interest more people in public service as a noble and challenging calling. To this end, the library is preparing oral and written historical case studies of key decisions made by President Kennedy, as well as other Massachusetts political leaders. And you couldn't have a more marvelous place in which to study.